Rose. In front of me, I have Sina.
What up?
Satara.
Hey.
Rimley.
Wait, we started?
And I'm your host, Berkey. For this segment, we are going to do a Would You Rather, but horror edition, as fancy. It is Halloween.
Yes, yes.
Before we get into that, let's get into our weeks. Who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go. I had a pretty rough week. I submitted my pumpkin in a pumpkin carving contest at work, and my boss, who was the judge, said it was horrendous.
Oh my goodness!
I got
so rude.
Last place, and it's been pretty hard bouncing back from that low. But you know, I'm getting better one step at a time here. So I'd say a solid 4 out of 10. Pretty good.
But let's hope for a better next week.
Well, thank you. I'm still hurting, but it's fine.
And Satara, what about you?
Well, I work at a doctor's office, so we had the week. It was a bit stressful, but you know how that goes. We had a bit of a Halloween party today. I, of course, was Captain Hook. It was really fun. I met some patients who were actually Smee and Peter Pan, so some of my homies.
Ooh. Did y'all take a photo together?
No, unfortunately we didn't. I was going to, but I wasn't going to bring them back. Also, I wasn't their medical assistant for that day, so I didn't want to be awkward.
Would that be like kind of like a violation of privacy, though, considering you're like at a doctor's office, maybe?
I think so.
But it would have been cute.
It would have been cute.
Oh, it could have been a moment.
Cute, we disregard HIPAA. I'm just kidding. We take HIPAA very seriously in this office.
Uh-huh.
And please don't come for me.
And on this podcast.
Yes. We are 100% real.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, all right, Rimley, what about your week?
Well, I had a great week, but especially today because I got to go to the zoo with my ornithology or bird nerd class.
Ooh,
and,
what?
You know, it was interesting because we were studying the flamingos. And, you know, there was two ponds of flamingos. There one was the American flamingos.
Mm-hmm.
They were on the side where the people were. They like to be loud, talk, and like attention.
So much like Americans.
And then on the other side were the Chilean flamingos. And yes, these are actually their species names.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and they're all quiet in the corner, right?
Mm.
And, you know, finally they mix them all together and the Americans come in onto the Chilean side and they're just squawking and they have the zoomies apparently. Because flamingos can get zoomies, and they're flapping their wings and running around and chasing all the Chileans and being loud, and I thought, just like us, just like people. You know?
It's like a real symbolic situation.
Exactly.
It's kind of giving, you know what, I'm not going to say what it's giving.
What's your favorite, are flamingos now your favorite bird, or?
Could be, yeah.
Yeah?
Especially due to this one Pacific flamingo named Larry, who I had the pleasure of meeting today.
That's nice.
See your new bestie.
A lot like me, Larry.
Did Larry look like a Larry?
Zone out and kind of get confused a lot. The zookeepers constantly had to be like, "Hey, keep moving, go," or they had to sometimes even pick him up and move him down the right path.
Oh, you found you in bird form.
And I found me in bird form, and I thought, I bet there's one of me in every farm.
Wow.
Made that connection.
Amen. All right. Now that we have heard about our weeks, let's dive in.
Well, what about you? How was your week?
Oh, yeah. Wait, trying to get
can't
out of it.
Can't skip over you.
I heard there was maybe some hating.
No, you don't know anything.
Yeah. What's
going on? So, I don't really want to get into my week, but since you, Sina, you rated yours a 4 out of 10,
mm-hmm.
I would also like to rate my week,
mm-hmm.
and I would say my week was a strong 3, and...
Alright, it's not one, everybody's
yeah, it's not one.
You don't count, it counts.
It's not one.
But it's just, I was not in the right headspace, mm-hmm. I was in a fucking head fog,
mm-hmm.
alright,
mm-hmm.
and so, but hopefully, for the weeks to come, I'm in a better place.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Good. Appreciate
all right.
that. Yeah. Maybe some tea later?
Ooh, we'll spill tea.
Some tea time.
Tea time on our Patreon.
No, off air. Anyways, let's get started. Okay, so for the first question of would you rather.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would you rather do. First, I'm going to give you a list of the horror villains, okay?
Okay.
So the
can
first...
Can we go off the list?
Yeah, you can go off the list. Yeah, so okay. Valak,
mm-hmm.
Pennywise,
mm.
Jason,
ooh.
Leatherface,
mm-hmm.
Art the Clown,
okay.
Annabelle,
Daddy.
Okay, Freddy Krueger,
Big Daddy.
Okay, Michael Myers, Pinhead, Ghostface, and Jigsaw.
I love those.
Mm. All right. So, would you rather do which of the characters? Or which would you rather do
I guess,
of
okay,
those characters?
Okay. Man, that's hard. I feel like if you had, like, a, like, a blood kink or something, you could do Freddy. Because, like,
oh, yeah.
Or, like, somnophilia or something
yeah.
like that.
That's true. People do actually be really having those.
They'd be, like, crazy.
Yes.
I mean, not crazy. We don't kink shame here. My apologies.
Yes, okay. We do. Some kinks deserve to be shamed.
No kinks are shamed.
But not on this episode.
Not on this episode.
Okay.
No, we keep it real.
So if you like that ish, you know, have fun. Enjoy that. I guess, but actually for me, I don't know. I'm kind of, here, like we have a little list here of what we wrote down. I guess out of these, though, I feel like Pennywise might be fun because he can, like, change into, like, anything. So, you know, you can get a little freaky if you know what I mean.
Okay, calm down.
I don't know, though. I feel like, there's the Headless Horseman we didn't put on here, too. And that might be fun. You could do some
That's
stuff.
A good one.
You could do some stuff to the head.
Okay.
Hey.
Just ride around.
Yeah,
I said too much. I'll shut up. Okay.
What about
you, Satara?
Let's see. Honestly, Ghostface. I love a guy in a mask.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's okay. All I'm gonna say right now, but that's where I'm starting.
Mm, okay.
You know, maybe I'll put on a mask too.
Dang.
Getting freaky.
Okay, Berkey, where you at?
Yeah.
Oof.
I guess. What is pulling you right now?
Valak.
Okay. And
Nun Kink?
Yeah, maybe I do.
Praise the
have...
Lord.
Yes.
a demon.
For me, Valak, because like she has a lot of powers, okay? Mm-hmm. She can.
Is Valak a she?
Yeah.
Because I mean they get like it's a nun. But also like it doesn't really say.
But I'm assuming
okay.
Valak is a woman.
Okay.
Sorry if I misgendered you.
Yeah.
Valak.
Yeah. We are all sorry already. We love every gender. We just put a disclaimer out there.
Yes.
Any and all genders are welcome
all
on
inclusive.
This podcast.
All inclusive.
But back to what I was saying.
My apologies.
Is she has a lot of powers, you know, because she is like a demon of some sort,
mm-hmm.
and so.
She's top tier.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like she could like summon some powers to do some really crazy stuff.
Right.
And yeah, and I don't know. I think it's her eyes. Like her eyes.
Yeah.
She has pretty eyes. Like she's creepy, but
she got pretty eyes.
So you're saying is you like to be controlled?
Oh.
Okay. Taking notes.
Okay.
Taking notes.
Yeah. No, really. Okay.
Okay, Rimley. You
really,
go. You
really,
go.
Really.
Well, you guys.
And you can go off the list if you
know,
thought you would.
I, for one, would have to choose Jason.
Okay.
And the reason is personal. I'm going to leave you wondering why.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
A little twist. A little.
Oh, not going to give
twist.
Us anything there.
Ooh. All right. Okay. So, for the next question, of the villains on the list, who are you shipping with one another?
Like with each,
yeah. So
yeah, like a ship.
Shipping with us.
No, shipping with
them.
Yeah,
like as a romantic couple or as a terrifying doom duo.
Probably like a.
Oh,
I understand. Maybe like a murder couple. So like.
Both. Yeah.
Like murder husbands or something.
Yeah, both. So like they're like in love, but also like just. The perfect couple that just can
move. You know when they say.
Match.
Yeah, the perfect match.
You know when they say these two. People, when they're talking about, like, serial killers and shit, they're like, these two people met each other and it all went downhill from there.
It's like that.
Like Thelma and Louise.
It went downhill, but uphill in the same
way.
No. Is it Thelma and Louise or Bonnie and Clyde?
Bonnie and Clyde?
I think it's like one of those, yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, of the people, sorry, villains, on this list,
I mean, it's
who would be like a Bonnie and Clyde situation?
I got you. Yeah. So kind of like a love, but like love, chaos,
crazy. Murder, just...
Understood.
Bad behavior choice.
Well, I went first last time, so someone else jump in here.
All right.
Emily, you want to start us off?
I'll start you off.
Go ahead.
Last time. Let's see. You know, I'm really going to have to go put Annabelle in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really just, well, I guess we can't have an orgy, so.
Hey, you can have whatever you want on this podcast.
Right here.
Then maybe, no, but Annabelle and Pennywise have got to be my nightmare murder couple ship. How could they love each other? They're both disgusting, terrifying, and made me shit myself.
It's because they're both disgusting and terrifying.
Okay, well then I ship them to 100, sir.
Well, maybe it's like they would, he's a clown, right? Pennywise. I guess it. Yeah. Literally, it. Yeah. A clown. So, like,
it's like
a clown, and like Annabelle is like a puppet, so like they're both like, go kill children together, I guess.
So they have the same interests.
Yeah, I know.
What you're saying.
So what would be the ship
not
name?
Not for me, my guys.
Let's do the ship name. Ship
what's
name?
Your ship?
Well, no, ship name for Annabelle and Pennywise. Annawise.
Annawise. Terrifying.
Pannabelle.
Annabelle. I kind of like that. Pannabelle?
Because it doesn't sound scary, and then when you see them, oh my god.
They're
going to
just expect
it.
A panda.
Or like a little girl with a panda with lollipop, something, you know. Handing
out Girl Scout
cookies. I love it. Okay, Satara.
All right, let's see. I don't know, this is hard. I was thinking Valak and also back to Ghostface, okay?
Yeah,
not
okay.
You know.
I kind of like it.
Because, you know, Valak, obviously, can go into the air and Ghostface can't, but could.
Mm.
So I feel like they'd be a good tag team on, like, killing people.
Oh.
As well as, like, hunting people down, because they kind of lurk in the shadows. And I feel like they just balance each other out, you know? Like, complement each other in a very scary way.
Oh, I love that.
You know?
So they're both, like, black and white, so they have, like, a theme.
Kind of, like, pretty, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, looks matter sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. Just not always. You know, we take into account.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What would be the ship name, though? Valak and Ghostface.
I guess Vost.
So we have Vost and then Pandawide.
Or
Valost.
Ooh, Valost or Vost?
Vost.
Okay. Vost sticking with Vost.
All right.
Vost. And Pandawise.
No, Pannabelle.
You have a thing for it,
you
don't
go, you?
Go. Okay. My next. So I kind of thought about this. So I had this idea because there's like the Freddy versus Jason.
Oh yeah.
Movie thing, which might be like cool. But then I was thinking about like crazy like horror monsters that go up against each other. And of course, there's the classic Alien Predator versus Alien.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, yo,
oh, shit.
That would be crazy. If I was like a Predator versus Alien, I feel like if those two work together, they would be like unstoppable.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go off the list here and do a Predator and Alien. If they work together, they would just destroy us all. Cause from the Alien, like having those eggs that'll like freaking hatch those like little creepy babies and like literally like shove other eggs and like in people's bodies and have them burst through the chest with the freaking like Predator who literally is invisible and is like a freaking annihilation machine.
Yeah.
I'm like, between those two, humanity would be like fucked, you know?
Yeah. So, we're already fucked and we've done it to ourselves.
Yeah, but we'd be fucked already. Sorry. Wrong choice of words.
Okay,
what is their ship name?
We're not PG on this podcast.
Let me see. There's Predator and Alien.
Palian?
Palian or
Aelidur?
That's it.
Aelidur.
Okay, we got Aelidur. Vost and
Panabelle.
All right, last one. Last one.
You're gonna say Panabize.
Berkey, what? Panabize. Bro, I'm I would say I'd put together Art the Clown.
Ooh.
And Leatherface.
Okay. Oh.
And the reason being is they both seem to have like a chopping up human body parts kink, so I think that would work, you know, in terms of
the full package.
Yeah, the full package.
Making the evidence disappear.
Exactly. They're both just so creepy, and they just seem like both impossible to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's always more and more and more.
They keep coming back.
Yeah, they keep coming back these, like, dimensions, and so I think they would be, honestly, very unstoppable, and they seem to just not give a fuck. Like, they will try to kill you and kill you and kill you.
Yeah.
Even if they supposedly die or whatever. Like, they don't die. So
they keep going for it.
Yeah, they just keep going for it. They're just relentless. And so they can be relentless. Nice. Can't say that word.
Nice.
Relentless.
Yes, that word. Together. And, yeah, I think that's why it worked out.
Well, I like
also, the height difference is kind of cute.
Oh, it is, you know.
Because he's, like, balance. Yeah, Leatherface is, like, super fucking tall.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Art the Clown's, like, a little short. So, I think the height difference is it's cute.
Mm,
for their ship name. Oh.
And, of course, they can carry each other's weapons, so.
Lart?
No.
Lart.
Leather art.
Lart the leather.
Lart the leather.
I was going to put an L in, like, in the
leather
beginning.
Leather art.
Of, leather art. Yeah, leather art.
Leather art.
Leather art.
Go.
Leather art.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
All right.
I really like all our picks. I think, you know, they bring different things to the table.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I can't wait. I was going to say I can't wait to see a movie of all of our new teams fighting against the other teams.
Like, honestly, they should
like
make that a thing, though.
Game.
They should.
Like, a movie of, like, putting, like, two of the characters together.
I mean, they did with, like, Alien Predator, and then they also did it with,
With our
Jason
picks.
And, okay, with our picks.
Yeah.
No, I think it'd be good. It'd be, like, crossing over universes and stuff.
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit.
Exactly.
That'd be good.
Okay, so, for the next question.
Oh, yeah, next one.
Who would you rather have a face-off with?
Like a fight?
Yeah, a fight. And for these fights, no weapons allowed. Just
them no weapons too, or us no weapons?
No weapons for them either. So it's just like hand-to-hand combat.
Hand-to-hand combat, all right. That makes it more interesting, because
mm-hmm.
would have beaten hand-to-hand combat. Oh, man.
Well, can I see that list again? I need to refresh some.
I feel like without anything, any knives or stuff, well, that includes no magic, no type of, like, dropping you in a different dimension type shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, then I would say Freddy Krueger, because homeboy got burned, so I can, like, stick my finger in there and twist it.
Because they're helpless like a dimension, you know?
Yeah. I was gonna say, because, like, he doesn't have his, like, claw hands and shit, and he doesn't have, he won't have, like, the ability to, like, mess with you through magic or whatever. Like, I guess, like, his warping his reality with when you sleep and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he'd probably be the weakest of them all.
I was thinking,
it's hard
Pennywise, because he
won't be stuck in a drain.
But what form? Just the not normal, but like the clown form?
Yeah, the clown form of him. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why is because he's like, I don't remember if this is right, so correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, I think his weaknesses was, like, courage, right? So, we're just courageous, maybe it would just overwhelm him.
Mm.
And he's getting punched in the face back-to-back with some combos.
So that means he has no, like, teeth, those teeth that, like, rows of teeth?
No, just his clown form.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. That's fair.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Satara?
Oh, this is hard, because I don't know, you know. I was thinking of Annabelle, and then I was like, that's a very stupid decision, and I don't want to go face-to-face with a doll.
But at the same time,
she's
not
magical.
Yeah, and she.
I mean, I guess in
it's
a
just
way,
a normal doll.
Just lock her in a closet.
There you go. Yeah, you win. Just pop her head off. Like.
Throw her down a well. Boom. In there, really. Yeah. But it works, unlike the movie.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I guess then I'd stick with Annabelle, you know? I think I'd have a pretty good chance. You know, I am way taller than her. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
Hex.
Got a bit of weight to my punch, hopefully. So,
yeah, turn that
give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Annabelle about to get fucked up.
Yeah,
anyway,
really.
Who's next?
I think it's Rimley's turn.
All right, Rim, what do you got?
So, they have no magical powers. You're just going off, basically, the form of them.
Let's see. Well, I only have one ability I could use to defeat them, my singing, and...
So you wouldn't even use fists, you would just sing off-key?
Exactly, so therefore I'm going to have to go with Michael Myers because he's the most human, and therefore his eardrums would rupture from my horrific off-key voice, which I insist on singing anyways because no one can stop me.
valid. Is Michael Myers the most human, though?
I think
Ghostface.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Okay, I don't know who any of these people are.
Okay, but I was going to pick him again, but I was like, you know,
his name sounds the most human, like, you know, the average, maybe average-looking white guy.
You're right. It's probably just some white dude.
Yeah.
You can take him. Show him kombucha and kale and oof.
And then boom, he'll become a hippie. And then you go for the kneecap.
Oh, we should have.
Okay, next time we'll have to add the guy from Texas Chainsaw.
Leatherface.
It's Leatherface.
Oh, that is Leatherface?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got you.
Oh, I thought that was a different name.
Well, his name, I think, like...
He has a real name.
I don't know. It was, like,
Jedediah or something.
Jedediah.
Okay. Jedediah is such an attractive name, even though it sounds
very... But also, it sounds very, like, serial killer.
I guess I recognize him from that name, so never mind.
It sounds very biblical.
It does. Jedediah. I think they called him Jed for short. Yeah,
okay.
No, I think Jedediah is a very attractive name. But I also feel like it's a name that kind of gives me vibes that person might be racist. But that is, like, just off
true.
Of my, just off the top of my head. Like, if I hear that, I'm like, ah! No, don't use that word. You know?
Yeah.
But, anyway, that was off topic, but I'm happy I said it, because it needed to be said.
It did.
Uh-huh. Alright. So, is there anybody else that...
Should we do
a fight one, but, like, they have their powers?
Yeah, okay, so...
So, like, they're just as they are.
Okay.
Oh, I know who I'm choosing.
Who'd you fight as they are?
That is actually so hard. I would choose Ghostface.
Good.
Yeah. I still think he'd be, like...
Does Ghostface get his, quote-unquote, sidekick? Spoiler alert, there's like, another person in it. He's like... Oh, I thought that was funny. But, like... Go ahead. Because in the movies, there is one survivor, so, like, we could survive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, because we want to be in the sequel.
So, like, it depends, because sometimes some of these people don't mess with you if you don't mess with them, but if you're actually trying to fight them, the thing I'm thinking about is, like, Pinhead.
Do we have weapons?
Because Pinhead will attack you if you mess with the box.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you don't mess with the box and you just try to fight Pinhead, he'd be like, what are you doing? You know? I don't know if he'd really fight back, but I don't know if I'd be able to defeat him, because I feel like he wouldn't want to die.
Wait, do we have a weapon of choice?
Ooh, good question.
Could we have a weapon of choice?
Mm. Or would we have, like, gain their powers?
Speaking of weapon of choice...
What?
So, you know, what would be your weapon of choice?
For defeating any of these guys?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I'm choosing machete.
Machete, that's a good one, because Jason has a machete.
Yeah, and also it, like, creates some distance between
you and them.
Mm. And if it's sharp enough, you can just cut the head off clean.
That's pretty good. I would say a gun, but I know that won't work.
Yeah, so no, it won't work.
I feel like with a lot of these, you have to cut off their head and do some weird, like, rituals to...
I'd have like a bayonet. Is that like the gun with the like the long gun mm-hmm. with the sword on the front?
Yeah.
And then I'd also nail a cross on the side for Valak.
Oh, you should have like a little thing of holy water just like on there. You should like douse
in holy water and stuff. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else.
Just douse yourself in holy water.
There you go. That'll be everything. And then we have Jigsaw in here too. I feel like bet. Okay, no, I say Jigsaw. I say Jigsaw fight against with his powers, because guess what? He don't have no powers.
Okay.
Unless you're stuck in one of his traps, yeah, Jigsaw's just an old man.
He's just like a trickster.
He's just like a trickster and an old man. Mm-hmm. I could fight that guy. Easily.
I'm gonna have to second that.
Yeah, and also, like, speaking about the movies, like, everybody's like, no, let's live. I'm like, bro, just accept it, you know? Like, I'm kind of like, do you really want to go back to your life? Mm-hmm. Did that get dark? Anyway, I don't really get the movies.
The thing is, though, we're not even going to get into these movies because there's all these characters have so many opportunities to escape.
You're right.
And they never take those opportunities. So mm-hmm. they put themselves in those situations. But it is a movie, so...
Because, you know, if we were in the movie, you know damn well we'd be out the door if we heard a
right.
peep. And we would have survived and made it to the next 8 movies. Mm-hmm. You know, so they need to take notes.
Exactly.
I know, like, I feel like the movie would literally be, like, one scene and then rolling credits, because we just...
I'm just running we away. Just
walk out of the house, like,
We're not walking, we're running.
Yeah, I'm like, quick, I do a quick walk, because I still want to seem like a buff bitch, but I'd be like, yeah, I'm out. Like, what? Like, sorry. like, I'm like, people be like, oh no, I'm gonna go into this wall with, I'm gonna go next to this giant wall with chainsaws hanging off of them, and then hear like something out there and go see what it is, and then someone is going to yell, I'll fucking kill you and your mother, you fucking whores, and then I'm gonna be like, hello, is someone there? No, I'm getting the fuck out. It's a chainsaw wall, and a dude just said he'd fucking kill me and my mother.
And called
like
you mother. A whore.
And called me a whore. Like, usually I'd be like, hey, come on, man, but no, there's a chainsaw wall. There's like little reasons that need to add up to big reasons.
Yeah. Also, if there's a house that is spooky and abandoned and the vibe seems off, don't go in there.
Yeah. Right. Don't walk in.
You
can't get hurt
if you don't go in there. Also, just take don't your go into car random and drive out of Texas.
Yeah, just don't go into random houses.
Exactly. In general.
Bro, don't insult people you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't insult people you know either.
And I'm like...
Unless you're friends.
Yeah. And
like
just
this.
Don't go...
Berkey...
Don't go into haunted churches. Don't go into haunted houses. Yes. I mean, unless it's like a fun Halloween thing.
Yeah.
But then, you know the signs. Know the signs, you know. Like, okay. Well,
I don't know. Charles?
We on a...
Okay.
We on a tangent. We on a tangent.
And then,
Yeah, what's good?
For the last question...
All right.
Yeah, let's talk about
that. I'm gonna add a couple other horror characters, I guess.
Okay.
So I'm adding Skinwalkers.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
And then Bigfoot, he's a little bit more tame. Aliens.
I guess we should kind of do like what's the scariest, or what are we doing? Like,
yeah, so the question is going to be, who of all that we've talked about are the scariest?
Skinwalkers.
Yeah, skinwalkers.
I honestly think we're all on the same page. Like,
dude, oh my god.
They're fucking insane. Like, I don't even...
They're so scary that I don't think I can get into this topic without feeling personally attacked and
personally attacked. Are you a skinwalker?
Like, no, but
correct. She's a skinwalker.
No, it's just that, you know, everything chills me to the bone.
No, it's scary shit.
And also, because, like, can you kill them?
No, you can't. The thing is, skinwalkers come about by like making them. Some people are talking and trying to have fun without me.
Sorry,
is there something you'd like to share with the class?
No. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No, I'm kidding. But no, but like skinwalkers, they're freaking scary. Like, apparently they come about when you talk about them, so ooh, us.
So we're also
doing and we talk bed. Mad like, shit.
And
so
we too. We're like, you can't even do shit, bro.
Exactly.
We're inside the
but
house.
It's also the unknown. Like, there's so much
not knowing, yeah.
And also there's always in transforming into different things. I don't know. Yeah. We've definitely heard stories.
Dude, like, and the fucking thing that scares me the most is, like, when people, like, hear the sound of, like,
a person,
like a person they know, like their mom's voice is outside, like, hey, can you come out here real quick? And you're like, mom is, like, literally, like, lives across the state or something, and it's something so creepy, like, oh, hey, I need help.
Bro, I'm
and
sitting
it's like your
bricks.
Sister or something,
I'm
and your sister, like, it has
colossal,
you know, like, sister died like 5 years ago, yeah. You know, and it's like this person, like, calling for help, or some this person, like, hey, can you come out here real quick? I need to talk to you, or something like that, and it's like, not them, and it's
yeah.
so scary.
That's so
oh
scary.
My God,
it's like no,
I
fuck
don't know
you.
Why,
it
could be anyone.
Nation.
It could be anyone.
Hmm.
Like the skinwalker.
It's gonna, it can make it like it depends because I know there's some stories where it can shift into anyone.
Yeah.
And there's some stories where it only can shift into like I think it's correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's more a Native American Native American what's the word? Is it folklore? I don't know, but like,
oh, I know what you're
but
talking
like,
about, yeah.
But like they, for at least for their, for how they describe skinwalkers, is that it's like a witch, and she can, and she is able to like turn into like a coyote or a deer or something that
a
just
lot
looks
of animals.
Off,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it'd be like a deer that awkward, it has weird bones in places that shouldn't have it, or something like
yeah.
something weird, or like a deer that'll stare at the and like a big thing is like them walking on two legs.
Oh, I mean, I've heard they're demons of people that were bad on this earth, and they're trapped between the worlds, and therefore there are these ugly, nasty, horrifying creatures.
And I've also heard like in between that they're also scary, but also sometimes they're seen as warnings. But you know, of course,
warnings.
But like,
for
if you get that,
to happen?
Warnings are ominous.
Yeah, something like that. Because I could have sworn, like, especially like in
do
in
they ever
American
not
culture?
Kill you?
But,
I mean,
like if it's a
thing,
warning,
be,
you know, if you
it.
See them as
well, like if you
warning.
Leave them, like if you leave them alone, or you just don't talk about them,
or you
yeah,
don't,
or you go back the way
yeah,
you came.
Yeah,
why
are we doing like in the Appalachian Mountains? You hear something, you don't go.
What are we doing right now?
Talking about them. But like no, but yeah, that's the scariest thing to me, like in general though, like skinwalkers and like the idea of like someone looking like something, like Uncanny Valley stuff, like
yeah.
someone looking like something
but
off
not,
but
yeah.
not there all
that's
the way
the,
yeah
like oh my God, I heard this one scary story because I like listening to scary podcasts. Don't worry, it's not a full story. Rimley's freaking out for anybody wondering. So I'm like, it's not a full story. I'm going to give an overview. But it's like this this group of friends, and they go camping in this cabin. And every time within the story, the amount of friends starts shifting from like 11 friends to 12 friends at times. But
oh.
it's like the main character doesn't know everybody too well. So, like, he knows, like, a few people, but then the few other people are, like, friends of friends of friends of friends.
Yeah.
And, like...
So you can't tell if that's actually the person that's supposed to be there or not.
Exactly. So, like, throughout the time, they're, like, hearing stuff in the woods and stuff like that. So they go in the cabin and lock themselves in. But when they're in the cabin, they count only 11 people. But then something happens in the cabin, they run outside. And then they go back in the cabin and there's 12 people. And
that's
it's, like,
insane.
It's scary. And it's scary. So, like, this main character is, like, trying to, like, count heads. But no one can figure out who doesn't belong. Like, it's almost like their memories are altered.
That's scary. Because
they'll be, like, so you know one of them is... Either
absolutely not.
Is like I don't know if it's I don't even think it's like a skinwalker. I think the name was like the Goat Man.
Oh
no.
Shit!
But like it's like someone there doesn't belong, but people but the characters cannot comprehend
yeah.
who it is for
not,
some reason.
Not
it's like maybe they maybe
Jesus
they like
name,
maybe they like go like glance over them, or they just think they know everybody, but they don't because they know there was a thing. They're certain is that there was 11 people to start, and now there's 12. And no one knows who it is. And it's, like, really creepy, you know? So, like, I don't know. That was, like, one of the scariest stories I heard, like, in a long time. And that stuff really, like, spooked me.
That's so creepy.
That's scary.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That like, ties into skinwalkers and stuff. But, anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. But that shit was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's an...
So we can all agree skinwalkers are definitely the scariest.
And we can all agree that we won't be sleeping tonight.
Uh-huh.
I'll be keeping an eye open.
Definitely.
I don't know, just like, it's...
I love scary stuff, though.
It is.
I'm not a fan.